Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah.
This is one of those weird songs that sounds tinny and
then they
real,
kick in with the
AME and then it becomes real FME.
Well, my favorite part of this song is when it becomes FME. Are we going to wait till the part where it becomes FME?
Mike, it becomes FME, right?
One, two,
right.
One, two, three, four.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Don and Mike.
All right, thanks, Ed. And right, it is the Don and Mike show. Why are you doing your Stevie Wonder?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just motivated to do that when I hear a song I like.
You can call us at 877-365-3636. Lots of stuff to discuss at the beginning before we even get to 24.
Yeah.
And who knew last year that the bad guy last year was Jack Bauer's brother?
The midget bad guy.
Who had that figured out?
And who's the new chick? Who's the new hottie chick that's a new love interest for Jack? That woman that he was married to, that the brother was married to? She's not been on the show before.
Right. I think, wasn't he intimating that Jack had
banged her?
Gotten in that somehow?
Well, then Jack comes into the house and looks at her and they have a history. I'd like to see more of that wife.
I think you will. I hope.
Well, see, we've already started talking about 24.
Oh, time to put her in a T-shirt.
Already started talking about ye old 24.
We like the television.
God, we love the television. I got something in the mail that you guys get like these dumb giveaway magazines that show up.
Sure.
I don't even know what I only bring this up because Larry King was on the back page.
If Larry King's on the back page, I'm reading it.
The name of the magazine is Capital File.
I don't get that. I get Blue Boy.
You get what?
Blue Boy.
Okay, so this is just one of those magazines that shows up and it's like, you know, would you like to subscribe? Here's the magazine. You live in Washington, D.C., here's the magazine.
Free sample.
So I'm ready to just throw it right in the garbage.
Sure.
And my gal pal says, hey, did you see this about Larry King? And it turns out it's the very last page of this magazine. Last Call, Podium, A Fine Romance, answering the same questions about romance. Larry King and his wife, Sean King, make marriage look easy.
Oh, wow.
For instance, who is more romantic?
I'm Mr. Romance.
Sure. Is that what Larry says?
Look romance up in the dictionary, and you see my picture.
Well, tell me that doesn't make you want to throw up.
Oh, sure.
What is the mushiest thing she's ever said to you, Larry?
Well, of course, he'll know this.
You make my heart twitter.
What affectionate nickname do you have for her?
Quasi.
Quasimodo.
She calls me Moto.
Oh, God. Wow. That is sweet. Well, see, I think that's appropriate with him.
Sure.
Then we have
Hunchback.
Her. Who's more romantic?
He always is.
Of course.
He's always thinking of me. He just went to the drugstore and got cough drops for me.
That is.
Yo,
that
Larry.
Is that is love.
Bravo, Larry. Hi, Larry.
What went through your head the first time you saw him?
Where's the nitro?
Why is this man grunting?
I wonder when he was grunting. When he was on top?
Let me see. What romantic thing would people be surprised to know about Larry King?
Yes, please.
He's thoughtful. For no reason at all, he gets a gift from me and leaves it in the bathroom with a note that says, just because. Hey, listen, if that's the case.
A jar of Tucks.
I was thinking, who hasn't left a gift for their
loved
one?
In the bathroom.
In the boudoir.
Sure.
Well, that's also where Larry spends most of his time.
Well, hold on. I'm going to hold on to this because, you know what, this has got at least 20 minutes of Mike written all over it.
Okay. So
we'll hold on to that because it's not like it's got 15 or 16 stupid questions about.
Just because.
You know, what Larry has done to make her proud, what she's done to.
Just because I moved them this morning.
Just because. Just because. And the other thing that I have to share with you before we get to your thing, Mike had a meltdown at the grocery store.
Oh, right across the street.
Here.
First class meltdown. Oh. Yelling, getting out of the car, everything.
All right, so that Larry King thing we'll sit on.
Yeah.
Standby with the 24 stuff. But it's time right now for an Areola update. This would be breaking Areola news.
Wow. All right.
Okay, Mike, you know me.
I'm a fan of the areola.
I know you are.
Can you think? I've said it before on the show, and it's going a ways back. The girl, the woman, the girl with the most perfect areolas that I've seen on film.
Is she somebody you've liked before?
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
I said that they were like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh,
there you go.
She's the girl from American Beauty.
That's right.
Mia Savari?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Bingo. Well.
Is it Mia Savari?
Mina.
What?
Mina?
Mina. Mina Savari.
She's topless sunbathing somewhere.
Is this a recent photo?
On a beach.
Brand new.
Good.
Brand new.
Good.
And as the kids say, NSFW,
right.
Not safe for work.
Kids
wow.
Say that.
So can we put this on our website? Of
oh,
course
yeah,
we can.
Absolutely.
There you go. Put this right up.
There you go.
Take a look at those, Mike. Four beautiful shots. And those.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
I mean, come on. You got nipple on my areola. You got areola on my nipple.
There they are.
Hey, two great tastes that taste great together.
Very pert, very pretty.
But look at how big they are.
They are large.
The areolas themselves.
Yeah, they are
very large.
They're wonderful.
In relation to the entire breast.
Not huge, but bigger than average.
No, Mike's right. In relation to her breast,
yes.
She's not exactly well endowed topside.
Right.
No, it's like 50% areola.
But it doesn't matter.
Not quite that much.
Because no, that really is what makes her, you know, look like a gal.
It's like looking down at a Google Earth thing where they where they do that thing where you go down and you see the area of, and it starts with an overhead map view.
Right.
Boy,
and she's wearing some very hip sunglasses, too.
Couldn't miss those areolas.
Look
God,
at her.
You could land a helicopter on each one of those things.
There's some guy next to her, too.
Always
and there
is.
She is, like, with the bikini top in her hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pick out all the stuff that just takes the lead right out of my pencil.
Mm.
There's a guy. Look at her sunglasses.
Well, you know why? Because she really doesn't do it for me.
Well, she doesn't do it for me either. I'm not.
She doesn't do it for you?
No, I would just, I'd like to.
You're just looking at that area.
Ideal areola.
TF.
I don't
know.
I don't think you could do that.
I'm not sure.
You could my way.
Yeah.
Never
of
mind.
Of course, getting back to your original.
I could.
H.E.'s Across America.
We won't ask.
There you go. Hold on. No. I would Jason Pollocker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey,
how is that for an idiot?
Jackson Pollocker.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mike. Who's Jason Pollock?
Jason Pollock does not exist as a human being.
But
we know it, but I know what you're talking about.
The important thing is you knew who I meant.
I know the kind of painting you're talking about making here.
The artist who just did, like, splatter paint.
Yeah.
Really? No talent at all. Just close your eyes and throw stuff down on a canvas, and boom, there you go. And they make a movie about your life.
Right.
Who was
some
guy,
water bottles in the foreground.
Who was the guy who played him in that movie?
Ed Harris?
Ed Harris was Jackson Pollock. I actually liked that movie.
He was okay.
Not a bad movie.
Hey, did our
you think that guy in the back in the first
stop
upper left-hand corner?
Just stop it. Can I have
do you think he's
now?
Even aware? The guy in the upper left-hand corner, that guy's head that's in the back.
He's fishing.
Is he even aware that that she is doing that? Doesn't seem to be acknowledging her.
No, God. If it was me, I'd be standing up doing jumping jacks. Are you kidding me? She'd be hit by one of my mitts.
You'd be over there going, hello.
One of my
what
big,
school did you go to?
One of my big mitts would smack her in the face and knock her over.
Oh, no.
You want to see some areolas?
There she is,
take
though.
Take a look at that. Okay, well, thank you.
Not really tanned.
Thank you to whoever supplied supplied that. Michael.
Yes.
You were at the grocery store today.
I was at the grocery store today getting some supplies.
Yeah.
I went into the local grocery store that is right across the street from where we are here in scenic, beautiful Classic Rockville,
Classic
Maryland.
Classic Rockville.
I had six items to get. Got in there at approximately 1:35, mm-hmm. Anticipated a 10-minute trip in and outside the grocery store.
Fair enough.
Got what I needed, my supplies, to eat lunch over here in less than 5 minutes.
There you go.
I did not get out of that giant until 25 minutes later. And the reason I didn't get out of that giant was the speed of people in that giant. I have nothing against the elderly.
Welcome to my world. I do.
I have nothing against the elderly, but it took me 25 minutes to get out of that giant.
Leisure camps, Mike.
It was frustrating, and then as I'm waiting in line, after I pay, you don't have to, after you pay, you've got the checkout guys, and you move through the line,
uh-huh.
And then everybody kind of goes out into the aisle, and that's when it was just ridiculous,
sure.
Because an old man was sitting there with his wife and had the shopping cart. He had paid for his groceries. I was in back of him. We're heading for the door.
Uh-huh.
We're heading for the exit,
right.
And he stops.
They do that.
Twice.
Uh-huh.
For nothing. For no reason. To the point where at one point I had another old lady in front of me between me and the old man who had stopped, and I said, excuse me, can I get around? And then I just got completely C-blocked because another person was coming out. Then I got the old lady, gave me the look, you know, that was just like, oh, come on, don't be like that. And at this point, I'm going nuts. Then I get to my car. I jump in my car. Mm-hmm. I back out, and I shoot down to the main road that's right in front of the Giant. Every Giant's got that. It's the main road in front of the parking lot.
Right.
And to get to that, I'm in back of another guy that is going. It's so slow. It's beyond slow. It's slowness of a level that I really didn't want to have a meltdown.
Barely
because I'm
moving.
In a perfectly good mood. I'm, you know, it is the second day. It's the first day after the most depressing day of the year.
Yes.
So maybe I'm a little bit tense. But finally, this guy takes a right-hand turn, and I said, fantastic, this guy's taking a right-hand turn. No problem at all. I take a left-hand turn, and, you know, I don't see anybody coming down in the lanes, and I kind of pump it. And I get maybe up to a speed you maybe shouldn't go in a parking lot.
Okay.
And right in the last aisle, I hear this guy go, beep, beep, beep. And he tries to pull out in front of me. And then he pulls out in back of me, and he beeps twice more. This time I put the car in park. I jump out of the car, and I go, I stand up there, and I go, what?
Good for
what
you,
is
Mike.
It? What the F is it? He said, what's your problem? I said, I'm trying to get out of this effing cemetery so I can get to work. And the guy's not an old guy. The guy's like, I would say, early 50s. He's not that old. Right. And he goes, well, you're going too effing fast. I said, well, F you.
Oh,
and this is the last thing he said to me. And I swear to God is my witness, as I'm walking back, he goes, F you too, Geronimo. And I don't believe it was Geronimo in generic form. I believe it was Geronimo in, like, you know. And I'm sitting there,
I got my Red Sox jacket on.
I got my Boston jacket on. But if that guy's a listener, he knows who he is. And it was a wonderful altercation. And I think I shocked him when I jumped out of my car. But I had just had it.
Had been bully.
I'm at the half hour mark. I'm at the half hour mark of getting six items across the street. I'm expecting a nice little leisurely time to come here, you know, before the show.
I'm glad
and
it's
these
not
people
just me.
Are moving. This giant food, for anybody that has this one right across from Hubbard Drive, on Rockville Pike, is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. Number one, one of the advantages to doing shift work, which we do, just like if we were steel workers.
Right.
And you know something? We work just as hard.
Please.
With steel.
If we were steel workers.
We work just as hard. Well, no, if you have the night shift, you have shift work.
One of the ballerinas.
One of the nice things about our ballerini shift work is that you go into a store. You're going to go into a store at 1:30. You're not going to have your normal, because society has changed, Don.
We're lunch
society,
pail guys.
Society what? Has changed. A lot of women work nowadays. So
what?
The problem is not that you don't have mommies in there. What you have is you have, God bless them, we're all going to be elderly. We're all going to be senior citizens.
Yeah.
But this giant is absolutely wall to wall, balls to the wall, packed every time I go in there, to the extent where... I got off at the earlier exit because I said I didn't want to deal with that today, and I decided I'd go to that shishi. Is it Balducci's?
Yep.
Well, yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Who eats there? I can't eat anything in there.
I
wanted diet food. I wanted light. I wanted chemicals.
If you want to spend $6 for a strawberry.
I don't want a Peking duck. I don't want chips from the Far East. I wanted to get my Weight Watchers yogurt, for Christ's sake.
Not in Balducci's, Mike.
And I couldn't. I mean, I literally, I'm in Balducci, which was also packed. Yeah. But this was packed with all the, geez, let me see. I'm going to put the Volvo over here, and I think I'm going to grab this.
There.
And So I left my two bags. The only thing I found in there were light potato chips. And I'm not sure if they were the kind of light potato chips that I'm allowed to eat on my little Weight Watchers plan.
Give you gas.
So I left them in the bag. I left them in the cart. I walked out of that store. That's when I got over to the Giant, where the people were. And God love them. They're doing what they do. But once they get their products, once they get their purchases.
Hey, Mike, hold it. Can I just stop you for 1 second?
And I forgot to tell you that I had a foot race with another senior citizen.
Can I just stop
listen,
you?
They might be old, but they walk slow when they're in front of you.
Mike,
and when they're on the side of you, they walk fast.
As someone who comes to the table often with these very comments, and it's nice to hear it's not from me for a change. Can I just tell you, as you embrace the dark side.
I did today.
Stop giving them.
I committed
them,
to the dark side, and I was in wrong. I was in the wrong.
Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt, because even when you're your maddest.
Well, the guy that beeped the horn at me, I was in the wrong. I probably would have beeped at him. I'm sorry. I've got to be honest.
Yeah. You just
After the heat is over, I've got to be honest. I would have beeped at him.
Let me cut through here, please. Here's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You just said, in essence, that the store across the street should not be populated by senior citizens because they slow the freaking process down.
Yes. Now listen,
so
what you're doing
much.
To me, what you're doing,
then,
Chow and Lai, what you are doing to me with the People's Republic of China here is you are putting words in my mouth. What I said was,
well, hold on,
I didn't say that it shouldn't be. They have,
they're wonderful people.
They have every right to be there. They have every right to be
no,
there.
No, they don't.
They
no,
have
they
every
don't.
Right to be
that
there.
Is where you were wrong. We need.
You know, we're not that far away from that. You know, we've got to start thinking that way.
That's true.
We've got to really start thinking that, you know, it's going to be, you know, what it's going to be. Seriously.
What,
it's
Mike?
It's 2 decades before you and I.
Do you seriously?
And you and I, the way we live, our lifestyles, right, we're going to be accelerated. I took my real age quiz over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, what is that?
55.
And what is that?
55.
You put in, like, all the stuff you've done?
Yeah, all the stuff you've done, all the stuff you eat.
Your habits,
what
lifestyle.
Your weight is, your habits, your lifestyle. Yeah, it's spewed out 55. Right. So I have a little bit
that's
of
not bad.
Understanding.
If you've only wasted 7 years.
But I'm not going to be. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do.
I feel pretty good.
I'm not going to drive slow. I'm not going to walk slow.
Amen.
And I'm not going to wear a goddamn
cap.
I'm not wearing anything on my head.
Stop.
I don't care if I have scabs on my head.
Stop.
I'm not what?
Two things.
Yes.
First.
Yes. I'm here.
Embrace your obvious hatred of the elderly. Embrace it.
It's not hatred.
Luke, I am your father. Embrace
hate
it.
Hate is such a strong word.
Second.
Yes.
Second. You and I will be a part of what there is, the Y generation, the X generation, whatever it is, when you and I get to be that age.
Mm-hmm.
You're goddamn right. We are not going to be old and set in our ways like these people are. We're going to be old and set in our ways in a hipper way.
In a new way.
In a better way.
Yeah. Right.
You're goddamn right. We're going to move slow, all right? Let me take it back. The rest of you will continue to move slow.
Well, some of you.
Some of you will slow down. The rest of us will stay young and vibrant.
Right.
And keep this attitude. And, Mike, you know what's going to keep you young?
Well, I'm really hoping that my relationship that I'm currently in is alive and thriving and that she's out, you know, when I'm blowing spit bubbles, she's banging the gardener and just taking care of me. I fully expect. I mean, look, I have to be realistic with the age difference. There is a very good possibility I will be completely senile and she will still be a handsome woman in her 40s and 50s.
I must stop you.
Yes.
You're only 47.
Yes,
stop
I know.
It. I know. You ain't that old. It's because you live with a young chick.
What?
That you feel this way about age.
That I feel that? You think that's why?
I think so.
You think if I lived with somebody older, I would feel differently about age?
I think so.
I'm very aware of my age recently. Very, very much so. And this is well before the big 5-0. I'm very, very aware of it. I think about it every day. But, I've turned into a 21-year-old when I met that giant because I have no patience.
Right. Hating makes you young.
You know, maybe you're right.
Excuse me.
F them.
And furthermore,
especially that old man with the cap that was walking slow until I get along the side of him and then he starts to walk fast.
Right. Isn't it time to do away with the greatest generation?
You're here.
Isn't it time to do away with the greatest
now,
generation?
Now, see, now you're tweaking me because you know that my mother is part of that generation.
As always, your mom gets a pass.
My mom gets a free pass?
Yes, she does.
They're not as
so
great as they once were.
Well, and also, I don't think that's a process that you're going to need to accelerate. If you looked at some actuarial tables, I believe, you'd find out that's happening on a daily basis.
And also, I think...
You know, those little reunions they have, you know, at the Arizona aren't what they used to be.
Subconsciously, I think you're also thinking about the latest hijink that you've gotten yourself into with the station.
Yeah.
That stupid virtual physical thing you're going
to
do.
You can't say that. Jesus, what are you doing to me here?
Why what?
But that's I'm doing the thing for the thing. I can't say stupid.
Well,
how do you even know it's stupid?
I meant that in a loving way, just with
they're a fine sponsor.
With your entire health process.
Oh, with that's
what I meant.
Hour and a half, I'm going to know from stem to stern exactly how I'm going to be.
Cool.
And I know nothing about it right now, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
Oh, good. We look
see, and I know you've had that on your mind, and have you not, in just to me, said over the last week or so, and we've talked about it.
Yes.
You've said, hey, can you picture when I do the commercials? Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I didn't know that I only had 30 days to live until I went to see XYZ client.
I was just speculating on the, you know, what if there's bad news?
Right.
And I have to share the bad news. I would assume that even with an endorsement commercial, I would have to tell the truth. And if my, if my results, which I got in a very quick way, and with very, very non-invasive procedure, the way I understand this thing is. Yes, Rob.
As always, you put a lot of thought into this. I said to Mike, he told me he's getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do they do? He says, I don't know. I said, what is it? I don't know.
Not yet.
No. They look at your organs. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm having it.
I don't think I have to drink any dye or anything
good.
Like that.
Here was the winning move from Mike.
It's an hour and a half.
He said it's an
right
hour
up the street.
That was it.
Very good.
It's an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half.
And it's right up the street.
It's right up the street.
Perfect. So who knows what they're going to be doing to you?
Well, I don't think they're going to have it's virtual. And that to me would indicate that they're not going to poke and prod.
I'm sure you're fine.
Hey, I don't want to stay on this subject because somebody's going to say something and you're going to blow my deal.
No, I'm sure you're fine. Just have six friends that you like that are strong. That's all. Just have them ready.
That's a pallbearer joke. Always. That is a pallbearer joke from Mr. Spiewak. Well, anyway, it's just been a stressful morning. It really has.
I think you should stop.
And you think that's what I'm thinking about?
You should stop thinking about your health. Stop thinking about your weight. Stop thinking about being old. The one thing you should focus on is the thing you tapped into today that's going to keep you
young.
My
hatred?
The fact that you acted, that there was an old person that should not be out there operating in the year 2007.
The fight I got him was not with an old person, though. The guy that I had the fight with was...
The reason you were mad.
Probably by early 50s. He was not
right,
like...
Right.
What?
The right word, fueled.
It was the fuel.
You fueled.
Oh, it was fueled, yes.
Mm. Fueled by fueled. The elderly, Mike.
And also, Rosa. Rosa, the lady at the checkout counter.
Rosa Parks?
She was slow.
No, it was not Rosa. This was not Rosa as much as Rosa.
And the other thing that's
Rosa
funny,
was also in the mid-50s to late 60s and moving at a speed that, I was on the far end of the counters, of the checkout counters. Yeah. So maybe that's why they put Rosa down there.
You said we're shift workers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're lunch pail guys.
Well, we work shift. We work shift work. We work the afternoon shift.
We're fancy lads. We don't. Please.
Well, how would you not say that we're shift workers? That we don't work shift work?
We do work our shift work.
We are shift workers, but we are not doing manly work. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
They have self-checkout over there, don't
Joe.
They?
Joe.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Joe, here's the problem with self-checkout.
But
I hate self-checkout. At any grocery store you go to with self-checkout, Here's the snafu. Even if you do everything perfectly, and it's always impossible to beep everything underneath and get a clear reading, even if it all happens, you still got the human element at the very end where you have to wait for the checker to okay everything, which mucks up the whole thing and slows it up.
Not a Giant.
Now, Giant, actually, they'll come by and what happened to me the other day when I used self-checkout is I used self-checkout and somebody threw my stuff in a bag for me, and then I didn't even see him. I was doing all my thing. Now, you've gone to that Giant, right?
Yes, I have.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's
astonishing.
And it's filled with old people.
It's astonishing. It's the slowest.
Guys,
it's the slowest Giant I've ever been in.
Again, I'm hearing two separate points of view with one solution.
Common theme, yeah.
I know your idealism is coming through.
Mike,
here,
I'd let them all live somewhere together.
And I know you have strived for your leisure camp idea since I've known you. You've had this idea, but you know it's never going to be implemented. I mean, society is getting older.
Yes.
Someone's going to identify that not as the utopia that you would plan it to be, but as what it really is. They would accuse you of doing what they did to the Japanese in World War II.
What was so wrong with that? What was so wrong with that?
Well, I'm just saying
didn't we identify the people that we needed to identify?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to work on your PR spiel if you're going to.
How many times have I told you? No barbed wire, just fences high enough that they can't climb out.
Yeah, I don't think that those wouldn't have to be very high fences, probably.
You know, like 2-foot fences. And how many times have we had the discussion about
wheelchair ramps?
Okay, fantasy man.
Rascal Ramps.
In the camp.
How many times have we discussed My America, the reorganization of America?
Right.
Taking states, combining them, making bigger states smaller, smaller states bigger. I've wondered many times.
What is the age for the camps?
Case-by-case basis, Mike.
Good. Oh, thank God.
Case-by-case.
Got to be a baseline, though.
I mean, you do have to have a baseline. When are they going to start being screened for the camps?
Oh, at 55. At 55.
Wow. All right.
So Buzz would be screened right now. And in my perfect world, to get rid of some of these southern states, which are just big pimples on the United States ass,
right?
You ship all of our old folks like to our problem states.
There you go.
To Alabama and...
A lot of those problem states are in warm climates, so I think that's a good idea.
That's right.
And in my mind, they're just... They're problem states because they're not exotic. They don't offer anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like Florida. They're not like California. Mm-hmm. Come on. It's Alabama. Please. Let's just ship all the people that piss you off at the grocery store down to Alabama.
Okay.
Let them go to the old people's Alabama.
Piggly Wiggly.
That will be fun. I'll enjoy that.
Come on. See, there's a solution to everything.
There is.
And
F you, Geronimo, he said to me as I was getting back into my car.
And also,
now, do you think there's any possibility whatsoever that the use of Geronimo was in some way, like a generic Indian
man.
Are
you kidding?
He thought I was you.
Yeah.
And that's when I turned around and, you know, just
pulled out your genitals?
I said, please. No, actually, I asked him if I could his
Oh!
I said, we can make this all right now if you'll let me.
Thank you so much.
No, I got my wits about me and fled.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, sir. It took me a half hour to get out of this giant.
Well, hold on. Jack? What happened to him?
How are you?
I'm not good. It took me a half an hour to get through. You know, I'm just buying six items.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Well, if you're having trouble, then you shouldn't be in the car. The car
time
in front
goes on.
I know it goes on.
Can't hear a word you say.
Well, why don't you go in at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Where did you get that nickname?
You're up at 5 o'clock. Why don't you go at 8 o'clock in the morning, Jack?
I'm not here.
You are here. You're here in front of me walking slowly. It's not funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Next question.
You're ducking the issue, Jack.
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
Trevor, doubt in my mind. What, that you're going to hold up the whole line?
What is it?
I said that you're going to hold up the whole line?
Almost.
Almost what?
Do you know that my girlfriend...
I beg pardon?
Yeah. My girlfriend actually told me about that when I mentioned that that thing that I called stupid, that virtual thing.
You'd heard
she
about
said
it before.
That, she said that she had heard ads for it and she wanted one.
Huh. She can get one.
Yeah,
I can get her. I probably can get her one.
Well, hey, let's not go crazy. I mean, I brought her home a pack of Sharpies the other night.
Let's start small.
Okay,
so the quota for the month is over.
I mean, let's
work
our way up. She is my girlfriend. Let's not go crazy here.
Once you see how she does the rest of the month, then you let me know if she wants that VP.
See if she can take care of those Sharpies.
Yeah, and I'll let you know how it goes.
When are you having that thing done? Do you even
Thursday, 12 noon?
Oh, so like 2 days from now?
Yeah, the day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow. I love saying that now after the movie. The day after tomorrow, Jack. But, I mean, it's supposed to be non-invasive, so I don't think there'll be any probing, which is a good thing.
Like in the butt area. So what do they do? Do they actually, like, scan your body? And
I will tell you on Thursday.
Your organs?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
The one thing I did do, though, is I've gone off the smokes for 24 hours, and I will continue, hopefully, through the day of the physical, so that I can look the person in the eye when they ask me, like I always do, and go, are you smoking? And I'm saying, no, I'm not.
It'll also help your readings to do that.
Last name Power, ooh. First name Will.
I need a virtual physical for that.
You just fart?
That's pretty bad.
P.U.
That's all that chemicals. The chemicals I wouldn't have gotten in Ball Whatsies?
Ball Ducci.
That other, God.
He's a good place.
Oh, no, not that. Well, I didn't see one real Italian in there. I saw a bunch of Loveys in there. Uh-huh. Mrs. Howell and Thurston.
Wouldn't it be nice to move them all to Alabama, Mike?
Oh, you know what I got? It just was such a disturbing time. I mean, I gave myself half an hour to just get some stuff, pick up some items for lunch, and I had this slick boy in his suit come by me in Ball Ducci's and go, you know, he goes this way, I go this way. He goes the other way. And it's one of those deals where you have an impasse, and he looks at me and he goes, sorry, buddy. You know, the kind of sorry, buddy, we're really,
you hate that.
Yeah, well, no, seriously, I don't know. He might have meant well, but that's knock you on your ass territory.
Hey, come on,
you know,
pal.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, pal.
But it was like, this is exactly how he says it. You know, first of all, he's about 30, and he's got short black hair, and he's got a gray suit on, you know, and it's the little athletic fit suit that he's got on there. And I go right, he goes right. I go left, he goes, and it's one of these like that. He goes, sorry, buddy. And walks by me, and I was sitting there in the middle of Balducci's going, well, I can't cause a scene by just dropping this guy right now. What the hell am I going to do if that happens?
You have issues.
Yeah. You think so? I do.
You got issues
that
today.
That should not anger you, really.
You have issues.
Well, no, you know what? At the time, I really didn't care. It was a momentary moment of, okay, slick.
Oh, my God, I know what's wrong with you.
What?
I swear to God.
What?
Look at you. You know what it is?
What?
It's UBS. I swear to Christ. Uncle Buck syndrome.
I don't get it.
Excuse me, not Uncle Buck. KRS.
What?
King Ralph syndrome.
King Ralph what?
You have on a Boston Red Sox jacket and a New Orleans Saints shirt on. Oh.
What is King Ralph? I don't understand.
King Ralph is the movie with John Goodman.
Yes.
I think I've spoken about this before. He breaks the prime rule when he goes to England to meet the Queen. He has on a Cubs jacket with a Packers hat. We've discussed this many times before. You do not mix and match
teams.
Your sports teams.
Right.
And even though you cannot see New Orleans Saints, the way you have that zipped up, you can still see NFL.
No, you can't.
But, see, I know, and you know.
Are you wearing jeans with a Packers sweatshirt? You're not You're not wearing the Sean Puffy Combs outfit that you wore yesterday, so you're not.
That
all...
was a Packers Sean Puffy Combs outfit.
Exactly, but I mean, and I actually thought it looked good.
I don't mix.
But you're not. Are you wearing Packers shoes today?
Yes.
All right. So you're not. Well, you know what? I'm not going to give you any grief on this. I understand.
I think it's like a jinx thing. I think really
that you can't jinx the Saints anymore than they're. So, oh my God! I can't jinx the Saints, but
what?
What? Oh, no.
Oh! Think, oh, no.
No.
The curse is back.
You really think it'll jinx the run? No. They haven't even reported.
It doesn't count because it doesn't even count because they haven't reported yet.
All because of
they haven't reported to spring training, so it doesn't matter. This isn't going to jinx them for the season.
You're really a mess.
I'm just upset today.
You know, sometimes you make me feel better about myself.
Well, I just had that issue.
Thank
with
you, Mike.
Guy. I shouldn't be jumping out of the car.
No.
It's January.
Sure
it's crappy.
You
it's crappy weather.
Oh, it's nice outside.
Goddamn groceries to
come on, it's nice outside. I hate being the optimist, but look at it, it's nice outside.
Hey, do you think that, what's that thing? Peas, pot peas, pea in a pot. What's that thing?
Two peas in a pod? Oh, pea pod, grocery delivery service.
Bingo, that's what I was talking about. It's exactly what I said. What, would they come here, do you think?
Sure. To the station? Sure.
I'm avoiding this. I can't deal with this anymore.
I understand.
You know, I am becoming a little bit reclusive, though, because I used to love to get my little sandwich up at the Subway, and then I tired of that human contact. Now,
but aren't you always going to have some last minute thing that you want to pick up?
And it's very, very simple. It's very simple. Boiled ham, smoked turkey, Wonder light Italian bread, Weight Watchers yogurt, mustard, mayonnaise,
Kraft marshmallows.
Combine in a bowl and serve warm. Another delicious taste treat from Kraft.
Okay.
Well, good. Thank you for letting me get that out of my system.
Michael's issues.
Yeah, they are. I probably do. This time of year is just horrible. What a horrible time of year this is.
You're old. Your girlfriend is young.
She's the only thing that's keeping me going.
That's true. God bless
her. I love her to death. She's the best.
You're dying soon. You're having your health done soon.
I'm going to blow that, too, because I know I'm being... She said to me a lot of times, you know, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is everything all right? You know, and I know that, you know, it's too good right now. It's too good. I'm going to do something to screw that up or something's going on that I don't know about. I have total trust in her, but she's just going to tire of me. She's going to tire of these issues that I have, like they all do.
Why would she? I find them intoxicating.
Thank you, pal.
You'll always have
that. Okay, buddy. Okay, buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
Don't forget, you also said that you fully expect within 20 years that your girlfriend will be banging the gardener, and you'll be okay with it.
I will be okay with it.
Drooling.
God.
If I get to an age where I'm not cutting the mustard.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
You see her? You think that do you think seriously?
What was the question?
You know what
that I
be?
Could deprive mankind?
You're going to be like that guy behind the two-way mirror in the Clint Eastwood movie. The old man. Hold on, Mike's laughing so much his microphone's falling apart.
Do you mean the guy that actually gets his jollies by watching his wife do other men?
Because he can't do it.
No, I don't think I'll ever be at that level, but it is.
Larry Hagman played a guy like that on Nip Tuck recently.
It certainly is interesting. It
really is.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, we got to hit a break. What's up?
I had a question about the King Ralph syndrome. I'm a firm believer in that. But what about college and pros?
Same thing, my friend.
You know, I'm a believer in that. You know what? My bad. And I say it. I say it in the purest sense of the word. I have made an error. This is not good. I will never do it. I will never do it again.
You can turn the day around.
Yeah.
Just take that Saints shirt off.
Done. I got another one of my fuzzy sweaters out in the truck. I will do that. I will do that during the break.
I was hoping you could go shirtless.
All right.
No. No, Mike. Okay, no. Okay, you win.
You're sending mixed signals.
Remember the other day when you conceded on the thing with the dog call? I conceded on that. Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Leave your shirt. I'll make the switch during the break, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah. I want to say hi first of all, Don and Mike. You're the greatest show out there. But 24 earlier, you're talking about how Jack's mini brother is the villain.
Mini brother.
Mini me.
Yeah, well, his brother was like Dr. Evil last year on the show.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, the one scene where he sees the wife, well, did you take any resemblance to the son? Maybe is that Jack's son?
I think thought maybe.
Oh, you think so?
Always possible.
Jack's son?
Yeah.
This guy is saying, do you think that the kid, remember when he met the kid and he said, hey, this is your Uncle Jack?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Do you think that, I hadn't thought of that. Did you really think
that? Oh, wow, yeah. Now that you bring that up, absolutely. Think about the moment they
Jack
had.
Bauer's
why
son?
Was there that moment
awkward
where he
moment.
Stared
He's
at him?
Blonde and sullen.
Right. Okay, one more thing before
and
we go to
like
break.
And he looks like Elijah Cuthbert.
Oh, that's excellent.
We'll pick this right up. How many of you like me, and I know I mentioned this, Mike, before the show, had the same thought as me. When it came up on the show that Kiefer Sutherland's father, with Philip Bauer, how many of you thought like me you're going to see Donald Sutherland?
I hope so.
Is Donald Sutherland going to be on the show?
Does anybody know?
No, we saw. If you saw the previews, you saw who Dad is going to be.
Oh, I didn't. I never watched the previews.
A kindly old man from 6 feet under.
James Cromwell.
James Cromwell.
The guy that was in Babe?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy who talked to the pig?
I originally thought the butler that he talked to was his father. And I said, that's a horrible piece of casting.
It's a real shame they couldn't have gotten
Donald. Donald Sutherland would have kicked ass.
Oh, he would have been perfect.
And he could have showed his ass.
Too much of a peacenick. I don't know if he would go on this show.
Really?
Donald Sutherland.
All right.
Old hippie.
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland's kind of hippie, too, isn't he?
Yeah, in his own way.
He's a violent hippie, though. I forgot that he urinates on Christmas trees and then
dresses up
and tackles them. All right, hold on a second. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.